It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. This morning, our guest, we're kind of tying her into our mental health series called This Is Why Not, Finding Hope and Resilience in Troubled Times, because actually the idea of nature and the idea of doing things to improve your mental health go hand in hand. If you listen to Earthwise earlier this week, they've figured out that at Oregon State University, a great place to do a study like this, that engaging in nature significantly contributes to a person's overall well-being. Dr. Shauna Weaver says, yeah, we've known that for a while, and she joins us in the studio this morning as our guest. Hi, Shauna. Nice to have you here.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So how come nature makes us feel better?
So there are a few ways that when we are in nature, our physiology is actually influenced. So for one thing, when we are in nature or we are in contact with an animal, such as our pet dogs and cats, our heart rate decreases, our blood pressure decreases, and our stress hormones, our cortisol levels, actually also decrease. And at the same time, our endorphins, those happy chemicals, those things in our brain that tell us things are okay, we're in the here and now, we can handle it, we feel good, those increase as we go.
These endorphins are the same endorphins that you get from running, so you can actually go out in nature and feel better and you don't have to run. Now, you're a runner, I realize, but for me, it's a terrifying prospect. So you can actually just go out in nature and have a nice leisurely walk or just find a comfortable stump and sit down and chillax a little bit, and it's actually going to help to make you feel better.
Absolutely. So when I was studying for my PhD, I studied the field ecopsychology, which is the study of how our environment, and not just our natural environment, but our unnatural environment that we are in a lot now, and our social environment, how our surroundings influence our psyche, our brain, and vice versa. What do we bring into the environment around us? And what I found was that when we are in nature, we discover a place that is highly structured, that is more predictable, and that has slower, predictable changes. And that's what our brain likes, because we are creatures of nature, right? Evolutionarily speaking. And nature provides something that our modern world doesn't give us, and that is that structure, that slow change. And so when we are out in nature or with animals, we notice things that are immediately around us, like these microsystems that we would see on the trail, and that resiliency that we see in those microsystems, the flowers blooming on a really cold, rainy day that, you know, the last few weeks, if we were out on the trails, even in the rainy mist crap that we've experienced, we see these little buds coming up and we feel, okay, we are in this. Everything around us is still going on as it should.
These tiny baby birds in my garage. The mother robin made a nest in the garage on top of a rake, and they're naked, you know, but their mom keeps them warm and they're okay. I mean, even in this cold weather, they're okay.
Exactly. We see that the natural world around us does this. This is what we experience every day. Birds and baby birds and animals, they experience the cold and the climate change, and even though our overall climate is changing quickly and unpredictably, when we look at the microsystem around us, we can experience that same sense of resiliency.
So we don't even necessarily need to go out and as I mentioned, actually, you know, hike in nature. We can sit and we can observe. Now, you talk about what, you know, about the other environments in which we find ourselves, you know, basement radio station studios with no windows, or, you know, offices that, you know, may or may not have a window, or your home, which may or may not be a sanctuary for you, or maybe, you know, it's messier than you'd like, or you're in the middle of home construction, or you've never liked this house for whatever reason. Talk about these other environments that we find ourselves in and how we interact with them and what we can do to make it easier for us.
Yeah, so the interior environments we are in a lot now because of our jobs and because of the way our modern life is structured, we really feel a detachment from nature. And so there are ways that we can bring nature into that world. And pets are one way that we see 2/3 of the United States household finding a way to bring nature into them. So 2/3 of the United States has a dog or a cat. And that is one way that people find they have this daily reminder, this way of decreasing their heart rate, decreasing their blood pressure, decreasing their stress hormones. And we see it more obviously with children, but pets do the same thing for adults. Of course, they also bring in some added chaos, and for some families, it's not a good fit. So we want to make sure that we're bringing nature in a way that we increase our resiliency and don't add stress. Some of us who are already on the margins of contentment, that may not be a good answer for us, but plants are a good answer. And finding a place that you can go to throughout the day, whether it be the UMD library, for example, with great windows, any place in our workplace that we can find to sneak away, you really only need a small reminder in your life. It really, a plant does physiologically make a difference, and a window does physiologically make a difference for us. And so if we can focus on these small pieces, even those of us who don't have the time to change our life, who don't have the means to be able to bring a pet in, to move to a farm, to go on 2-hour walks every day, we can find those ways to infuse into our daily life.
Shauna, thank you so much for being our guest today. It was great to have you here. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Dr. Shauna Weaver, our guest this morning here on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and by Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.